Proclamation number 5399 of 24th of May, 1952. Will to help the souls of darkness. Remember what my spirit proclaims to you and know that you will be taught correctly by my spirit. Trustingly surrender yourselves to my guidance and always do what you feel urged to do, for I express myself through your feelings as soon as you make an effort to fulfill my will and serve me. It is an unspeakably difficult struggle in the kingdom of the beyond. The darkness is so dense, countless souls languish in it, and only a small number of those would like to liberate themselves from it, who find the state in darkness unbearable and strive to change their situation. And you should help these few, for without help they will not be able to free themselves. It is a work of mercy which you do for those souls, but your will to help is never without success. For even if the souls in darkness sometimes find it difficult to accept your teachings and explanations, they nevertheless think about it because the light they see close to you is proof they cannot deny, and because they also long for light. You are constantly surrounded by crowds of such souls who feel at ease in your proximity, even though they are now also harassed by beings of the deep who try to pull them down again. Remember the souls surrounding you with love, from which they now draw the strength to resist. Your love keeps them bound to you as with chains, so that the beings of the deep do not succeed in pushing them away, back into darkness. These souls are constantly occupied in thought with what they hear from you, and only a loving thought from you is enough to also keep them close to you, and my love truly creates opportunities for them which are helpful for their progress. Thus there will always be beings of light amongst them, unrecognized by them but imperceptibly guiding them into right thinking, and the work of salvation will continue because I myself bless it, because it never displeases me if you want to help people. Do not fear the evil powers, for my might is truly greater where the will is good, where the principle of love prevails. Light is where my word resounds, and my word will always be your most secure protection against the evil powers. And because you fight with a weapon and work with the means which I myself gave into your hands, the forces of darkness cannot approach you unless you grant them access yourselves through sinful thoughts and evil will. Thus you surrender yourselves to the evil influence without resistance. But this is prevented by your guardian spirits, which are always with you and prevent the bad beings from entering because you want to serve me and help the poor souls. Believe and trust me in my words that I will protect you from every danger as long as you are active in my vineyard. Believe that my spirit guides you correctly and that it will also warn you if you are in danger of taking the wrong path. Your will to help even earns you protection by the beings you want to redeem, for they sense your love and form a protective wall around you against those who wish you ill. Love awakens counter-love and also increases the strength in the beings, and by this they recognize the truth of what you explain to them. They also feel the strength of my word, and only rarely does a soul, once it has heard my word in love, reject it. Therefore, if you convey my word to these souls, I myself am with you and bless you in your activity, I bless the beings which surround you and your effort will not be in vain. Amen.